Hey, it's good to see you again. How long has it been anyway? Seems like forever, honestly. Last time I saw you, we were so young. It's a shame, really. We used to have so much fun together. Well, I did at least. Okay, fine. You're right. We used to fight a lot, too. But that's no reason to look so wary of me. What are you so scared of? It's not like I'm gonna hit you in the balls again. You still remember when that happened? Why am I even asking? Of course you do. I've never seen you in more pain. It was hilarious. Don't be angry. It's not my fault. I find it funny. We've got to imagine it from my perspective. I mean, I had no idea it would hurt you so much. You were so much bigger and stronger than me. It was just such a surprise to see you crumble like you did. You know, at first, I didn't even really understand what happened. Back then, I didn't know exactly how different boys and girls were. I always sort of assumed that we were all kind of the same, you know? It didn't seem like I was doing anything special when I tried to hit you there. After all, you just kicked me between the legs yourself. Except, it wasn't the same, was it? You hit my pussy pretty hard, too. I still remember. It stung, but I pushed you back against the wall and returned the favor. Your knees buckled. You clutched your nuts and dropped instantly. I'd never want to fight so easily in my life. I know you still want to call me a bitch for that, but I did feel bad after I realized how much it hurt, of course. Don't you remember me sitting with you the whole time while you explained what happened? That was the first time anyone ever told me how weak men are down there. You explained about how you and every guy had two little balls. How they hurt so bad. It was fascinating, to be honest. You got me so curious when you described what it was like for you. Not having any balls of my own, I knew I'd never understand your pain. It made me feel so lucky to be a girl and realize the advantage I had over you. After all, I'd won that fight just because you had balls and I didn't. I always meant to ask you something about that day. When you kicked me in the vagina, what were you expecting? Did you think it would hurt really bad, like your testicles do? The shorts I wore were always so tight. You must have known I didn't have anything down there. Yet, you still seemed so shocked when your foot connected and I just shrugged it off. Perhaps you didn't really realize how different we were either? I guess it was an eye-opening day for both of us. I learned that I could take down any guy with just one little kick to the groin. And you learned that girls don't share your weakness. How did that make you feel, I wonder? Aside from the agony, I mean. Were you embarrassed that I defeated you with one little kick to your nuts? Did you feel cheated that your balls set you at such a disadvantage? Or maybe did you wish you were a girl in that moment? After all, if you didn't have balls, then I might not have won. But because you're male, I had an undeniable advantage. It'd be crazy to deny that your testicles are a liability. Especially when you saw yourself how little it hurts without them. You must be a little jealous of my ignorance. I certainly feel lucky not sharing your weakness. Never in my life will I experience that crippling pain. Meanwhile, you've constantly got to worry about getting hit down there. Must be quite a burden to carry. Even now, I can see how nervous it makes you talking about it. You know how easy it is for me to damage your testicles. One strong hit, and I could literally bust your balls. All I'd have to do is thrust my knee between your legs, and they're done. Don't worry, though. I'm still not going to kick you in the nuts. Even if we were fighting, I know it wouldn't be fair since you can't get me back. We'll both just have to agree that I'd win, unless you need another demonstration. Judging by the way you're covering yourself, though, I'll assume you'd rather not.